It's time for some high school hoops. Join broadcasters Jeff Thacker and Bob Grillo coming up next as they bring you play-by-play action of Vinton County High School basketball games. Coverage of Vikings basketball is brought to you by Call Auto Sales, McDonald's of MacArthur, Gas and Stuff, Virgil E. Hamilton Nationwide Insurance, Ramey's Homes and Automotive Group, General Mills Totino's, Bulicio Foods, and Booth Insurance and Real Estate Agency. Coverage is also brought to you by Family Dental Center of Jackson, Dr. Browers and Crabtree, Vinton County Health Department, Vinton County National Bank, R.M. Williams Funeral Service, Monroe Collision, Cable Channel 15, Mullins Pizza, Tokyo Steakhouse, and Shriver Pharmacy. And now it's time for Jeff and Bob. Go Vikes!
Good news, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Grillo and Jeff Thacker from the Convo for the regional final. And Jeff, let's say it once more. The Elite Eight. We're in the Elite Eight, and it's the Eastmore Academy Warriors versus the Vinton County Vikings. Eastmore with a record of 21-6. And Vinton County, of course, with just two losses this year. They were to Alexander and to Miami Trace, and they are in a regional final. The winner of this game goes to the Final Four, Jeff, and this is the farthest the Vinton County team's ever been.
History being made, Bob.
Well, they've already made it, but let's make some more. Let's make some. Eastmore Academy, a very, very tall team. We saw them as they came in. They have, let's just go through their height. 6'1", 6'4", 6'2", 6'3", 6'3", 6'3", 6'6", 6'4", 6'8", 6'7", 6'5", and 6'3". The 6'8 player got hurt last week. Running on the floor, tore his Achilles, or tore his ACL, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And they're a very well-coached team. We've talked to eight coaches since we've been here. Six high school and two colleges that say this may be the most disciplined high school team that they've seen in years. It's very well-coached, very disciplined. Their head coach, we understand, who is James Miranda. We've heard a couple of things. We haven't been able to verify this, but we hear he's also won two state titles coaching girls.
That's also heard.
The football coach there. So
we've heard all those things.
That's intriguing. In Vinton County, of course, Matt Combs with 288 career wins, Jeff. And that's pretty amazing at his age. I believe he's 43. And that's pretty amazing.
That is.
And he's done a remarkable job at Vinton County. He's definitely a king there, Jeff. And he's deserves all the accolades that he can get. He's done an outstanding job, district coach of the year. And Vinton, Jeff, this team played Fairfield Union, beat them fairly handily. It was fairly close. Until late in the fourth quarter.
Right.
But they
Fairfield Union did not score in the fourth quarter, as I understand, Bob, when they played this team.
So Vinton's going to have to do a couple of things today. They're definitely one thing, Jeff, they're going to have to
rebound.
So they're going to have to box out. And that's been at times a problem for the Vikings. I would suspect, Jeff, that most teams with this size would do a would play a zone against Vinton and try to keep it from penetrating.
I would think so.
But I don't think they will. I think they'll play a little more run and gun and from what I understand, Jeff, they are the most disciplined team, and they will take their time and do whatever it takes to win. They're very well coached, as is Vinton. So you're going to see two of the best coaches around today. I find it amazing, Jeff, and I know what happens, that teams from Columbus are always here in the Southeast District playing. So that's where we're at. But here we got Columbus Eastmore, and, you know, they've had a long history. They've had some pretty famous graduates, one being Archie Griffin.
Archie Griffin. We're looking for him. We haven't found him yet, but we're looking for him.
So Archie's the most famous graduate from there.
Well, Bob, let's say this, because if we don't, I'll really feel bad. If there is, and we've said it every night we've been here, but truthfully, if there is anyone left in Vinton County, I don't know where they're at.
I would literally say that Vinton County fans are outnumbering the Eastmore fans right now, Jeff. What would you think? 50-1?
Probably.
50-1. They wouldn't let them sit on this side.
Well, they've got, let's see, I'm going to try to count, maybe eight sections cordoned off for Eastmore, and every place else is Vinton County, to the rafters.
And this seats 13,000 people. I saw a post on Facebook. It seats 13,000 people. And, of course, Vinton County has a population of 13,000.
Let's bring them all.
Hey, Jeff, let's just talk about that. Vinton County were to make it to the state championship, making it this far is a great feat. But you know,
let me change your speech just real quickly. When Vinton County makes it to the Final Four.
They are an amazing story. We are the smallest populated county in Ohio. And, you know, we're playing a big city school here today. It's kind of like the movie Hoosiers right here.
Yep.
And, you know, this is a team that will not back down. And Matt Combs is probably the best I've ever seen at playing teams in the summer that are just unbelievably good teams. He's played Dayton, Dunbar. I think they beat Columbus South this summer. I don't think they played Eastmore. He plays an unbelievable schedule. These kids have no fear of anybody. So playing a team like Columbus Eastmore this is not something that they are scared of.
No, I don't think so either. And you and I have talked all the way up, and since we've been here, we got here rather early. You know, Bend County's going to have to play the best game they've played, and they're going to have to come out a lot quicker than they have in the last two couple games.
And the Vikings have struggled getting, yes, I wasn't at the one, but they've struggled with the early starts, and they can't come out with a bad start. But, you know, hopefully, and you said it, I think, before we got on the air, that hopefully, maybe for the first time in a long time, we'll see all of them clicking on the same page to start the game, Jeff.
Yeah, and that would be really good just to see what would happen. You know, we're talking about different people listening. I know we've got someone, we have our first international listener from in London, England, and I just got a text that, let me see here, we have someone listening from UNC Charlotte, Bob.
Well, the first international listener we have is Charlie Stevenson, who's will be listening from London, England. He's married to Betsy Adelman. So, and he's become a Viking fan. He was in Arizona listening to us last week, California. So this is great. And why don't we do some shout-outs right now, Jeff, while we got some time.
Our UNC Charlotte listeners are Brett and Megan Radabaugh. So that's really good to hear that they're down there. I know Brett's running in a meet down there, so good for him.
So we got congratulations again to Ashley Cecil South and Rick South on the birth of Annabelle South. They're born March 15th, and Kathy Cecil's there with them. And wonderful lady, and we also send a shout out to our friend Marla Ramey, who's recovering from some surgery, and hope she's always rooting for a Viking victory. Had one on her birthday last week. To everybody listening to us at Mom Marie's, my good friend, your good friend, Great Benton County, and Doug Lash, and hope Doug's doing well. Best guy I know.
Yes.
Ann Ward, May and Jim Gillen, Doug Gillen, Glenna and Lara Donahoe, and my friends from high school listening, my good friend Tom Osborne, outstanding guy, Mike McDonald listening to us, Dorothy Booth, who listens to all our games,
always.
Derek Barnett. I got two of my best friends from law school listening tonight. The New Jersey Nightmare, Howard Long's listening
there
to us.
Go.
Howard, send you a shout-out, as I promised I would. Kind of disappointed his Mount St. Mary team didn't make it. My good friend Carl Suter. We got people listening to us from the Air Force Academy, University of Findlay, from University of Cincinnati, Hunter Wright and Blake Radabaugh listening to us, David
right.
Shirley Graham from Florida. We want to thank Bruce Knox and the radio for getting us on the air, Debbie West, Randy Prater from Happy Hollow, Ohio, MacArthur Eagles, Jeff. I think, you know, I give them a shout-out because every year they donate a lot of money to our youth basketball program, which every one of these kids play
that's
in.
True,
I give the Eagles a lot of credit for this program. A shout-out to Cassie Rice, who listened to the whole game the other day when she was at Pediatrics. And at 3 o'clock, she said at her house, everybody's watching the NCAA tournament. That's coming off because they're listening
to
the Vikings. So, Cassie, you're the best. Andy Jackson, Heath Ward, Highway Patrolman, Melody Ferguson in Florida, Sharon Hunter, Nancy Harris. We hope she's feeling better. Send a shout-out to Gloria Fee's sister, Rita, and to my good friend and one of my first players, Sean McManus, who's listening to us in Miami, Florida. To the Venom AAU team listening to us from Zanesville.
There we go.
A lot of Benton kids on that, so congratulations to the Venom team. To my good friend Stephen Abel, who from Indianapolis, Indiana. And, again, we want to say thank you to Charlie Stevenson for being our first listener from across the pond.
There we go.
And we're about ready, Jeff, for the introductions of the starting lineups. And
I think we'll probably do an anthem. So why don't we take about 3 minutes, and we'll be back with first quarter
hold
action.
Hold on. Okay, Jeff, we've got a couple more shout-outs
okay.
here.
Hold on.
We got Tyler Barnett is listening to the Air Force Academy. Riley Usley and Lacey Williams playing ball in Dublin, says they love the boys. And my good friend Lisa Gillen, who's listening to us with her husband Doug. Doug just got a surgery. Wish him the best. Lisa's a great Viking fan.
Yep. So let's take 3 minutes. We'll be back with first quarter action after these messages.
Slark's Collision Center, Bob's Service Center, and Ron's Garage and Wrecker Service bring you the Auto Smarts Radio Show every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. on Hot Country 97.7. If you have a question, get an answer from the experts. Auto Smarts Radio Show is dedicated to those that are looking to buy, repair, or interested in race cars, trucks, motorcycles, or anything on wheels. Auto Smarts Radio Show on Sundays 1 to 2 p.m. on Hot Country 97.7. Brought to you by Bob's Service Center, Ron's Garage and Wrecker, and Slark's Collision Center.
I'm Ohio Secretary of State John Husted. With multiple elections in Ohio decided by a single vote each year, it's important that every voter make their voice heard. Thanks to online voter registration, you now have a convenient and secure way to become an Ohio voter. It's never been easier and only takes a few minutes for you to be able to make a difference. Register today at myohiovote.com.
Sponsored by Ohio Secretary of State John Husted, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Johnny Rotten's on East Main Street in Jackson now features Wednesday's wing specials and Thursday burger specials. Enjoy lunch daily with doors opening at 11 a.m. and happy hours daily beginning at 11 a.m. with DJ on Fridays and Saturdays with the best sound and lights in Southern Ohio. It's all at Johnny Rotten's, East Main Street in Jackson, Ohio. Make sure to stop by for a great lunch beginning at 11 a.m. or order to go at 286-1990. That's 286-1990. Must be 21 to enter and please designate a driver.
Aw, oh, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate, eliminate. All students in Ohio deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Becky Higgins, president of the Ohio Education Association. It's up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Ohio Education Association.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Benton County High School Sports.
Back at the convo, ladies and gentlemen, we're just about ready for the introductions of the starting lineup. For the first time, Benton County is the visiting team.
I'm struggling with that because we were a one seed and they weren't. Struggling with that. But so Jeff,
all that being said,
there's a ready for the starting lineups here.
You know what time it is, because in the convo there is but one time. And that time is basketball.
Mr. Horvath, the PA announcer, does a great job here.
They're going to turn the lights down. Here we go.
Introducing first.
First out for the Vikings.
For the Vikings.
Here they go. Jeff, you want me to do the Benton?
Get
Benton.
Get Benton.
That guard, a 5'10 junior.
5'10 junior, Jake the Snake Speakman. So the Jake's played exceptionally well, averaging about 10 a game in tournament play.
Senior guard standing 6 foot tall, wearing number 5, Derrick
Jones. And Derrick Jones, who had a very good game the other day, got some foul trouble, but a very good game. Closing in 1,000 points, too.
Yes, he is.
Wearing number 5.
And here comes Tristan Bartow.
Sweet tea.
Struggle with his foot, Jeff. Got kind of a big-time blister on there.
Standing 6'3", number 40.
And here comes Nalen Yates, and he had a great second half the other day. Nalen Yates. Listen.
And in the
hold
post,
up.
That's 6'8".
And here comes the big daddy, Bryce Davin, in the post. The big man in the middle. He's going to have a big one tonight.
Got to have a big game.
All right, Jeff, you got them.
I got them.
24 and 2. And now, wearing their home white.
You need to see it?
I got it. The Warriors of Eastmore Academy.
Eastmore's got a pretty big crowd here,
yes,
too.
Yes, they have.
Foot one senior guard wearing number 1, Zion Parham.
Zion Parham comes out first, 6'1 guard, senior.
6'4", number 2. Tavion
Kinsey comes out.
6'1 and 6'4 guards, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
5'11 junior guard. Brexton, no. 6'6 wingman. He's a junior. Number 23, Tariq Brown.
So the next guy's 6'6, Tariq Brown.
Ad Moore is standing 6'3, a junior. He's wearing number 24. He is Tim Smith.
Tim Smith, a junior, 6'4", Bob.
In the post at 6'7", a junior. Number
6'7", so Jeff, their smallest starters at 6, at smallest starters 6'1".
Stephon Williams comes out at 6'7".
23-6 is their record.
It's time to play basketball.
And
what
Jeff,
do you think?
Yep, I'm telling you, I was listening to some music to get fired up today, and I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in a seafood store from Bill Haley in the comments. I'm Jack, Jeff. I'm Jack. So Dameron will jump for the Vikings, and he will jump against the 6'7" Stephon Williams, the Stanley Williams, 6'8" post player. So two 6'8"ers going at it, and They win the tip.
Eastmore. The tip.
And it'll be Trevon Kinsley with the ball. He'll be guarded by Nalen. The Vikings in a man-to-man, Jeff.
I'm shocked.
No, they are. Yes.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're in
the
zone.
They're
in the zone.
They're in the zone.
Vikings are in the zone. In a 1-3-1, it looks like. And there's going to be a turnover
right
off the bat. So a turnover by Eastmore. The Vikings' pressure turn worked out. So, again, the Vikings will go with Jones, Bartow, Yates, the Big Daddy, Bryce Dameron, and Jake Speakman. They get the ball to Bartow. Again, hurting with his foot. Zian Parman will guard him. He crosses the timeline. It's nothing with 7:30 to go in the first quarter. Speakman, he takes his baseline. Gets to Bartow out top. They're playing man-to-man,
they
Jeff.
They are.
And Bartow has a 6-1 guard on him. This team's very long, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Vikings trying to make it to the Final Four. Would that be something? Jones. Like, no one's taken a shot yet in this game, and we're a minute in.
The Vikings turn the ball over. Tell you what, very nice land-to-man defense by Eastmore. By
well, and the Vikings had pretty good defense as
yes,
well.
Yes, sir. Very intense right now.
Eastmore's winning the battle of the coaches, Jeff, with 7. We got 6.
That's right.
In terms of numbers. Traylon Kinsley with the ball. And they get it out top to Tarek Brown. This is Kinsley. Kinsley gets it down on the post. That's to Stanley Williams. Stanley with a little jump shot, no good. They get the rebound. They got a box, the Vikings, and put it back up and in by Tim Smith. And that makes it 2-0. And, Jeff, the Vikings have got to box out.
They've got to box out.
And another turnover on the Vikings. So the Vikings have yet to take a shot. Matt Combs gives it to Diana Ross. Let's stop, relax, yep. In the name of love right there.
Look a little tight right now,
yes,
Bob.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But early, Jeff, and this Vikings have answered the bell all year long. It's just 2-0, 6:33 to go in the first quarter. This is Parman with the ball, guarded by Bartow. Vikings in man. I can't really figure it out, Jeff. I think they're in a man.
It looks like a 2-3
There's a jump shot, no good. And the Vikings do screen there, but they get the rebound. There's 3 straight rebounds by Eastmore, and put back up and in is Stanley Williams.
Taking the guards to the hole, Bob, and they're outnumbered.
Well, their guards
time.
Are 6'4".
Exactly.
And so it's 4-0, 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Jones, Vikings have yet to have a shot yet, 2 minutes in the game. They trail 4-0. Yates puts it on the deck. Yates takes it to the basket and scores, and it makes it 4-2.
Yates has got to play big, Bob.
He does, and that makes it 4-2. Eastmore. They get it out. They're very patient with the ball. Coach Moran has done a good job of them as Coach Combs has done with us. Speakman pushing them out far. There's a long. That the Vikings do not. Oh, there's a turnover. The Vikings let a guy get inside, a pass to Parman, and he dropped it. So 2-2 and the turnovers. You keeping those?
Yes.
You're keeping turnovers?
Weak side gave up baseline that time, Bob.
So now Eastmore is going to come out pressing. It's going to be Speakman.
Off.
I guess they're going to let Speakman bring it down. Speakman was thinking Bartow was. But Speakman's got it out to Bartow. The Vikings in a 1-4 high. Bartow drives. He gets the baseline cut off. They get it to Yates out top. Big screen by the Big Daddy. Yates going to take it again. Yates a jump shot from the corner. No good. Rebound. And the Vikings haven't had many of those. But that was Stanley Williams with the rebound, Jeff.
Yes,
Vikings
sir.
Have not had a rebound, I don't think, yet.
Picks it up way up high.
And they get the ball out top. Vikings fans thinking there was a travel. Speakman does a nice job cutting baseline. There's a runner, no good. The Big Daddy rips one down. He gets it to Bartow. Bartow is hammered by Stanley Williams, and there's going to be a foul. And
Stanley that could be big.
Stanley's 6'8", Bartow's 5'11", and actually fell over him. Jumped over him. It just hit him in the head accidentally. So it's 4-2, 4:57 to go in the first quarter.
Remember that foul. That could be big.
Bartow will have the ball, and he's going to be guarded by Parham. Both two very well-coached teams and very patient teams this far. 4-2. They got here by beating Fairfield Union. And they get it to Big Daddy on the block. The Big Daddy kicks it out to Jones for 3. No good. Rebound. That is rebounded by Tariq Brown. Tariq Brown gets it out to Kinsey. It's 4-2. Eastmore. There's a 3 by Eastmore. They square and they hit it. And that was Tim Smith.
Make it 7-2.
Jeff, they jumped all over Fairfield Union early. Fairfield Union came back.
Got it within to 5, and that's the closest they ever got. Did not score in the fourth
drive. Yeah, they stop him in the lane. Devener, give him a five count right there, and he's moved about 20 feet forward. Bartow, a runner, doesn't get it, gets it out to Yates. Yates. It's going to be Viking ball, hands by, very good defense by Eastmore, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Very Jeff, we saw him coming in, extremely polite, very respectful team coming in. Acted like they've been here before. And Vinton the same way. So you got two class teams right here. Jones does a step back. Jones going to do a little, run down to Big Daddy. The Big Daddy in the block. The Big Daddy puts one in to make it 7-4.
Right.
Good pass by Jones to him on the block. So the Vikings are getting really good looks, Jeff.
Yes, sir. Griffith's going to check in.
See, they might play those two together.
I kind of thought they would.
They get the ball. That's to Williams on the block, guarded by Dameron. Williams goes baseline. Dameron cuts it off. There's a three by Eastmore. Good. And that's Ian Parman. That makes it 10-4. Zion Parham. And we've mispronounced some. We apologize. Bartow, the runner, tries to throw it to Dameron. It's stolen. This is Williams, the center. He is, there's got to be a foul there. He just got his head ripped off by Yates and no call.
And I think Yates got the worst of it. Looks like he got hit in the face.
Tariq Brown just got drilled by Yates and no call. But Combs is going to take a 30 right now. The Vikings trailing 10-4 to 3:16 mark, so we'll stay here. Bob Grillo, Jeff Thacker, and Penny Grillo here on 96.7. WRO. A couple more shout-outs, Jeff. I'm going to send a shout-out to Kayla. Jacob takes care of us at the station.
Yeah.
And I want to send a shout-out to Beanie and Gene Ward, two great fans and a great guy, class act any way you call it. Just see Jeff. We've got a couple more. Jacob Queen. We got Lugs Harold cannot be here today. And Dave Traynor, a very very big Viking fan.
Yes, avid Viking fan. We are on KOV today, folks.
So if anybody
we are streaming.
If anybody wants to send us a text about anything, feel free. And my number is 740-357-8183. Jeff.
740-649-7117.
All right, Jeff. So that's where we're at. And send a shout out. I believe Bryce's mom's at work today, so we'll send a shout out to her, to Jenny. Didn't recognize the number, but I think that was her.
I think that's correct.
So we got Isaiah Hairston's in the ball game. Jeff, they're very patient.
Yes, they are.
10-4. That's a good timeout by Matt, Jeff, because the Vikings really have just not hit a couple shots, so they'd be right in this game, so I think they're fine. They get the ball down low. They're not going to be good if they get the ball down low like that, Jeff.
That was way too easy.
Well, Jeff, they had two guys guarding him, and they just threw a lob pass to Tim Smith. They put in that foul's on Jones, and it'll make it 12-4.
At the line with the bonus, Tim Smith.
12-4, Vikings trail, 2:52 left first quarter.
Jeff, they're just so big.
They are.
They got a smaller guy, 5'11", that looks like he could play for Ohio State as a linebacker in the ballgame now. That's Ramsey. And Smith hits the second to make it 13-4. And they're going to have him guard Bartow for a while. I think that's sort of their strategy, is not let Bartow. There's a backdoor cut to Jones. Jones with a runner, no good. Griffiths goes up, doesn't get it. They run, they throw an alley-oop down there. They don't get it. There's going to be a
foul on Bartow.
Jeff, that's an unbelievable touch foul. And Matt Combs is thinking, my goodness gracious, how can you call that?
Tristan Bartow, that's his first.
Matt's saying, hey, he got shoved. It wasn't Bartow who ate the foul. It was the other guy. 13-4. Matt does not win the argument. This is Ramsey with the ball. Ramsey. Looks like he's maybe a fullback, Jeff.
If he doesn't play football, somebody's missing
an
opportunity.
Well, we hear rumors that he's also the football coach, the basketball coach. I don't know if that's true. Try to get that verified. Ramsey. Looks like there's some traveling going on. Both teams, Jeff, not getting called. And Speakman is all over. Now, you should be calling that in a hand check. They get a ball down low. Jeff, they haven't taken a bad shot yet, but good hand. Jones comes out with it. Oh, should have been an over and back. Jones gets it. Gets it out to Yates. Yates for three.
We need that.
Yes. Get it. And that makes it 13-7. And the Viking Nation has come alive. All Vikings coaches are up. Jeff, there hasn't been a single coach from the Eastmore bench get up. So here we go. It's 13-7. Vikings playing some fierce man-to-man, really getting physical, Jeff. There's a long shot, no good. That was the first bad shot taken by them. Griffiths with the rebound, gets it to Bartow. It's 13-7, 1:33 to go in the first quarter of the Vikings trail. Bartow yet to get a shot off today. Yates seems to be their man today offensively. Yates going to drive. Yates goes behind the back, Yates. He's going to do a runner. No good.
That's going to be off Beach Moore.
Good job battling inside by the sophomore Eli Griffiths. And Coach Miranda does not like that. And
no, not at all.
He's not arguing with the official call. He's saying box out. Yeah. You got to catch that. That's too easy.
Inbound to Griffith. Yates again for three. No.
No good.
And that's going to be Viking ball again.
It's going to be Viking ball again. And the Viking fans are like that, and the Eastmore fans do not. So that means the officials are doing a good job.
Exactly right. Somebody's always got to be wrong.
And I just saw my good friend from my college roommates here. Ron the Tube Heath is here. My son's here from University of Cincinnati.
That's good.
Here's the Bartow out top.
Bartow for three, no.
Oh, good job.
That's going to be Eastmore ball. Still 13-7, just over a minute left first quarter. Vikings trail.
Got a couple final scores. We'll get you.
In for the first time, Trent Hopkins.
Hopkins in.
They final did. Score in an earlier game today, Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's, my mother's alma mater, beat Cleveland Central Catholic 72-48. So their return to the state final seems to be a perennial thing. And it's 13-7 with under 50 to go in the ball game. We'll see, in the first quarter, excuse me. We'll see if Eastmore will go for one. Looks like they are, Jeff. Both teams have been very disciplined so far. They get the ball down low on the block. This is Williams. He has one foul. Combs is saying he should get an offensive foul called on.
That was called an offensive foul Thursday.
26 seconds. They get it to Williams on the block. Little runner. No good. Rebound by Yates. That's going to be another foul. Jeff, that's going to be on Williams. That's two.
So we'll bring Bartow in back for offense defense.
No, they did not call it on Williams. Brown. They called it on B.J. Morant.
Tristan Bartow re-enters. For Nayland Yates.
Big Daddy going to check back in.
Called it on Brown, excuse me. Big Daddy's back in. 21 seconds to be Viking ball. They trail by six, 13-7. Game, Jeff, a couple shots fall. They're right in this, and
yes,
I think they played pretty well. They get the ball out to Speakman. I'm feeling okay. Get it to Bartow. And teams seem like they're ready to shut him down, Jeff. That seems to be the plan as we get deeper in this. And he's going to have to get rid of this ball in a minute, or he's going to get a five. Bartow. They stop him, and they get it to Yates.
That's
for Nevin. Three. Nevin, no good. So at the end of one, it's 13-7. Columbus Eastmore. We'll be back after this timeout.
Weather's being brought to you by the radio and the telegram. It's Saturday, March 18th, and you can expect cloudy skies today with showers on and off and highs near 45. Then for tonight, cloudy skies and a low of 32. For tomorrow, Sunday, expect cloudy skies with highs near 48. Then clearing off tomorrow night with lows around 28. For Monday, as you head back to work, partly cloudy skies with a high of 56.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979, Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Benton County High School Sports.
Benton County ball, and Bartow has it. Yates. Vikings trail 13-7. Jones goes baseline. Jones cross-court pass to Yates. This is Nevin Yates. Nevin gets it to Bryce. Down to Nevin. He hit the big shot, yes, the big three last week, and had the putback.
There's Jones bust for three.
Good.
Off the assist by Nevin Yates, and that makes it 13-10.
Derek Jones.
Jeff, the crowd at Mamarini's with Diane Beatty's going crazy, and the Vikings do not cut baseline. And Kinsey goes in and should have dunked it, didn't, 15-10.
That was easy, Bob.
Yeah, that was way too easy. Vikings did not cut baseline and did not step up to stop that. 15-10. I think the Vikings got a good chance in this game. Jeff's got to stay patient.
Can't lose focus like they did on that last one.
Defense is where this game's going to be decided.
Exactly. Trying to run a clear out for Bartow, but it's not happening. Jones again was there.
He thinks about it, doesn't take it. He goes baseline, Jones, no good, rebound. And that was against Stanley Williams having a great game for Eastmore. Oh, nice passing by Eastmore. And what a good, smart foul by Nevin Yates to save a layup.
Yes, sir.
Right there.
Yes, sir. While they're getting to the line, two more shout-outs. Angie and David Bush in North Carolina. Dennis and Karen Everts in Hamden. The thriving metropolis.
Along with Eli Griffiths.
Eli Griffiths comes in for Bryce. And Kayla Montgomery's in the ball for the first time. So he played a great defensive game.
Yes, he did.
The other day. And there's a steal by Yates. This is Nalen Yates. Nalen gets it out to Jones. Back to Yates. Yates, he could take it right there.
He would from there.
He was in the O in Ohio at half court.
There's a
steal by Eastmore and a layup up and in, and that was by Trip Hodkins.
Trip Hodkins.
That makes it 17-10. Vikings got to take care of the rock, Jeff.
Yes, they do.
Jones, seems like the Vikings are slipping a little bit, Jeff. Yes. I mean, just actually slipping literally on the floor. That's like a third one. Yates, good hands by Eastmore. All their hands are in the passing, just like the Vikings are. They had Griffiths underneath. They missed him. Get the ball out to Yates. Yates up top. 6 minutes to go. It's 17-10. Vikings trail Columbus Eastmore. Jones down to Griffiths. Up and in with a kiss off the glass to make it 17-12.
From Derek Jones.
So the sophomore continues to play well. Eli Griffiths, and that's a second great pass by Jones in this ballgame. 17-12, 5:40 to go.
Another steal.
A steal by Bartow. He gets it out to Nalen Yates. Nalen, he thinks about a three. No one was under. He gets it to Bartow. Bartow, they've definitely tried to shut him down today. Bartow with a little runner down low. He's fouled, and he'll shoot two, and that foul will be on Trip Hopkins, I believe. Fusel's done a great job in this game, so Bartow, a close to 90% free throw shooter, will go to the line. Both teams have been going pretty deep in their bench.
Yes, they have.
Bartow.
First one's up. Count it.
17-13. Not sure I've ever seen a cooler guy at the stripe than him.
Along with Tariq Brown.
Tariq Brown and Ramsey back in for the Warriors, Bob.
Bartow got to the 10 right there and did what he does well, draws a foul, and makes this one to make it 17-14. So the Vikings right in this ballgame. There is 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Vikings now in a 1-3-1 defense. So they're switching it up. And one of these teams is going to the Final Four, Jeff.
Yes, they are.
Good ball movement by Eastmore. There's a drive to the basket, a runner, another. Wasn't the best shot in the world, but they get the putback up. And Tim Smith is having a heck of a ball game.
Yes,
makes
is.
It 19-14. Bartow puts it on the deck. Bartow gets it out to Jones. Jones. You know, with the disadvantage, neither one of these teams had any opportunity to scout the other one. Just watch a little bit of their game.
Yeah.
Jones. Out to Bartow. Bartow up top. Bartow's going to take a runner to the basket. He stopped at the baseline. He throws one up. They're going to call an offensive foul.
That's two.
Who was that on?
Bartow.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
They called an offensive foul. You're kidding me, right?
No, I'm not.
So that's two on Sweet Tea. And he'll come out. And Matt Combs
is in disbelief.
Well,
that's a good way to put it.
I didn't see an offensive foul. If anything, it was a travel. At the worst. 19-14. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
There's a travel right there. Eastmore puts it on the deck. Good ball movement. They get it out in the corner. This is Tariq Brown, and he hits it. And that's 22-14 now, Eastmore.
Tariq Brown.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with their defense.
I am too.
Speakman is stolen. And there's a little runner. Jeff, they were going to try something off the glass, up and in, and there was a foul. And that was Tariq Brown put it in there, threw one off the basket, and they were going to try a dunk. But they didn't get down there in time. But Tariq Brown's having a great game. And now it's 24-14 with 4 minutes to go. And that foul was on
Tariq Brown to the line.
Not sure who that was on, Jeff.
I'm looking.
He'll have one when time reboots. Timeout.
And Matt's still arguing with the official. And that timeout was charged to
the full timeout taken by the Vikings.
So the Vikings have three left. So we'll take a full timeout with the Vikings trailing at the 4 minute mark of the second quarter, 24-14.
Or not. We'll stay here.
I guess we'll stay here. Another shout out to Becky and Lydia Linegar listening to us from Pickerton, where she's playing volleyball. And she was the one today telling us that the station had trouble, so we appreciate her telling us that. And so the Vikings trail 24-14. I think, Jeff, I think with Bartow out, they got to take exceptionally good care of the basketball right here.
Agreed.
Jeff. Make sure that, because they've had a couple runouts right now, and the Vikings have turned the ball over. So the Vikings. Down 24-14, and going to the line will be Tariq Brown, who's had a heck of a ball game so far for them.
And Bartow's back in, Bob.
Smith has 9 points and Brown with five. And Bartow's in with two fouls.
Scares me.
Well, me too. He's in there just to break the press, Jeff. He just can't get another offensive foul.
That last foul was on Speakman.
Bartow's going to try to break the press. He does. He'll come out on defense. A long court pass to Speakman. Very athletic to catch it. Tried to talk him into playing wide receiver for the Vikings this year, but he didn't have any success. They gets out to Yates. Yates puts it on the ground. Yates, little jumper, 17 feet.
Blocked
and taken out of midair by Tim Smith. Bartow comes out with it. There's a two-on-one. Bartow, a little runner. No good. Jeff, he was above the rim on that one.
Yes, he was.
They get the ball down in the corner. What a nice head fake right there. There's a three ball by Eastmore. No good. Rebound by Williams. Up and in.
Back basket.
And the Vikings screen him right there. There's nothing they can do. It's 27-14. Yates gets it out to Speakman. Speakman down to Jones. Jones thinking about taking a three, kicks it out to Bartow. Bartow for three. Good! And they needed that, Jeff, to make it 27-17. Nothing phases him, Jeff. 27-17. Oh, there's going to be a nice three by Nalen Yates, and there'll be a foul on Kinsey. Eastmore fans don't agree with it. Jeff, there was a good screen. I'm not sure he did go over his back, though. I didn't say it was a good screen. Jeff say he did. I think he was over his back, jumping over it.
Yeah, that brings new meaning to being over the back right there.
Because I don't know if he hit him. I just. So anyway, it's 27-17. Like he's getting into Bartow. He cannot
it's
get
like
another.
Trying to trap.
Combs just can't use any more timeouts. He's used two. They get it down to Speakman. Speakman, cross-court pass. He's got an open Yates in the corner. Yates for three. Yates, no good. Rebound by Brown. He gets it out to Ramsey. They played a lot of guys, Jeff.
Yes, they have.
Get the ball top of the key. Good. And I'll tell you what, Jeff.
Top of the key.
Tariq Brown is hurting us bad.
Yes,
29-17. That was Tim Smith, excuse me. 29-17. Bartow. He's trapped up top. The Vikings are picking the ball up higher and higher.
Yes, they are.
Get it down to Dameron on the block. The Big Daddy, no good. Rebound by Eastmore. Nice drop step, though.
Yes, it was.
29-17, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Vikings trail by 12.
2 minutes.
This is Keyshawn Ramsey. He gets the ball out top. Jeff, they've only taken one bad shot the whole game.
Yes, they have.
They got 2 minutes to go.
Very patient. Very patient.
Vikings in a 2-3. A lot of movement by them. They're moving the ball pretty well, turning it. Keyshawn Ramsey for three. And he drains it. My goodness, Jeff. He looked like he was passing it. 32-17. The Vikings down 15. They get it to Bartow. He crosses the line. Gets it to Speakman. Speakman takes a three. Jake. And Jake Speakman, a big basket right there. 32-20. They needed that. Vikings are not getting much inside, Jeff.
No, they're not.
Just a lot of threes. They get it down low.
Inside.
Oh, and they missed it. They missed the dunk, but he gets his own rebound, and he's going to be fouled. And that's going to be on
Speakman.
Speakman.
That's two on him.
Nice. Stanley Williams missed the dunk inside, but there's going to be a foul on. No, they're going to call that on.
Jake
Speakman.
Yeah,
they did.
That's two.
So both Speakman and Bartow got two. I think Matt kind of rolled the dice that he needed to have his guards in there.
And I think Dameron's hurt, Bob. He's done something to his hand.
Trainer's looking at him, and that's a big loss for the Vikings if he's out. I'll tell you what, Jeff, I'm impressed with Williams and Brown
a lot.
And this is Williams at the line. He misses it. It's 32-20. Dameron is getting his hand looked at.
Second one's up and good.
So it's 33-20 with a minute 9 to go in the first half. Vikings need a basket. They get it to Speakman. Speakman with two fouls. Can't get an offensive foul. So does Bartow. Bartow, Vikings struggling to cross the line. They get it down to Derrick Jones. Derrick Jones to Speakman. Cross court pass to Bartow. Bartow.
He gets
the ball stolen from him. Brown takes it to the basket. No good. And they're going to call a foul on Eastmore.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what Matt's upset about. Matt was upset, but they called a foul on Eastmore. Eastmore fans are upset.
That's the second one on Kinsey.
Is it placed on the court by Keyshawn Ramsey?
Matt was upset, and I really don't know why, Jeff, because he got his call.
Well, I think he was upset the lack of rebounding.
Jones, turnover on the Vikings as the press is bothering him, Jeff.
Yes, it is. Rushing him.
Bartow says, hey, let's calm down. We're good. Hopkins comes in. So 40 seconds in the first half. The Vikings trail by 13 against a very, very good Eastmore Academy team. Well coached by head coach James Miranda. Vikings also well coached. They've just not seen a team, Jeff, with this size. I'm not sure you'll see college teams with this size, Jeff. I really don't.
Pretty big.
Trip Hodkins guarded by Nevin Yates. Both teams in the Elite Eight. This game's for a trip to the Final Four. That will be played Thursday at 10:45 at
Correct.
The Shot. Whoever wins this. Could have been a five, not called. Goes off. Running, taking some time. There's 15 seconds to go. This is Parham with the ball. 10 seconds. Good patience shown by Eastmore. A good defense by the Vikings. They get a cross-court pass. There's a long-distance three. No good. Griffiths with the rebound. There's Jones. No good. So at the end of the first half, the Vikings trail by a score of 33-20. We'll be back after this timeout.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at WesBanco Bank.
Auto loans and personal loans.
Business loans and home equity lines of credit.
We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve.
Remember, you always win with WesBanco.
Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year.
Go teams!
WesBanco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval. Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services, including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties.
It's the time of year when we clear out the old inventory to make room for the new, and that means incredible savings for you during the spring clearance sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales. Speaking of new, check out the 2017 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4. Drive away in this rugged new trail-rated bad boy with $3,500 in rebates and available Great Lakes Chrysler Capital bonus cash of $500. It's all about great deals and incredible savings during the spring clearance sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales in Jackson. Good people, good products, just a good place to do business.
At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be.
At R.M. Williams Funeral Service, we know that your family is important, and we are dedicated, compassionate, and ready to serve your family in your time of need. Come visit us at 120 West Broadway Street in Wellston to plan your life celebration your way, or call us at 740-384-5755. R.M. Williams Funeral Service at 120 West Broadway Street in Wellston is a proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
Is your dentist a participating provider, or do they just take your insurance?
Hi, I'm Sue. I've been with Family Dental Center for about 20 years now. I'm happy to work for a group of dentists that accept most PPO plans. It shows that our dentists care, and they want to provide quality care to our patients at a cost that they can afford. Their cost savings can be so tremendous if they go to an office that accepts their PPO.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlose, Wilcox, and Brower.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Vinton County High School Sports.
Back at the convo with the Vikings trail, a very good Eastmore team by a score of 33-20 at the half. And the Warriors have played very, very well. The Vikings, Jeff, I think they're going to be okay, Jeff. I think they've taken a couple shots. They missed some. They got to rebound a little better, and they got to take care of the ball. The press is bothering them a little bit. Jeff's eating popcorn. So
I agree.
I'll go ahead.
I agree.
Stats.
I just swallow. Sorry.
It's usually me. Anyway, so the here's the scoring for the Vikings. Tristan Bartow with 5. Nalen Yates with 5. 3 for Jake Speakman. 3 for Derek Jones. 2 for Eli Griffiths and 2 for Bryce Dameron. And the Vikings have 4 threes in the game. So 60% of their points have come from the three land, and that's probably not good. They need to get the ball inside some. So for Eastmore, for the Warriors, they've been led by a very good Tim Smith with 12 points, and Tariq Brown with 8, and Stanley Williams with 3. So those three guys, their big guys, have 23 points. They've had some balanced scoring as Ramsey came off the bench, hit a 3, Hopkins with 3, 2 for Kinsey, and 2 for Parham. So they've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 guys getting the scoring call, and the Vikings 6. So that's
right.
Pretty even. And take a look at a couple other stats. Vinton has 8 rebounds, but here's the stat of the game. 16 for Eastmore, and the Vikings' offensive rebounds, 2, 6 for Eastmore, so they got to keep them off the boards. 10 defensive rebounds for them, 6 for us. If Eastmore comes out early. Let's take a look at the turnovers, Jeff. 8 for Vinton, 6 for the Warriors, and 4 steals each. They're shooting over 50% from the field. The Vikings are 7 for 19. They're 13 for 25. And three-pointers, they're 4 for 6. We're 4 for 9. We're 2 for 2 from the line. They're 3 for 4. And so I think the difference is, Jeff, we got to get some rebounding.
I agree. I just don't think Vinton County can give up any more second-chance points, Bob, and be in this thing.
A I'd like to send a shout-out, too, to a good friend of mine, Mike Bledsoe. Loved to be at the ball game. He's been a little bit under the weather, and he's got, of course, a couple grandkids out here playing. He's got Antonio Mendez. Antonio's mom does a great job as a cheerleading person, and he's got Seth Bledsoe, another grandson out there, and playing for the Vikings. And also send a shout-out to Tim Puckett, who listens to us faithfully, Jeff, and is clearly one of your favorite persons. He's funny. He loves to text you, Jeff.
Yes, he does.
So that's good. So shout-out to our good friend Tim. And, you know, Jeff, they came out pretty early. They got things going for them right now. I've been amazed, Jeff, at their calmness. They've been so calm. Have not taken a lot of bad shots. They haven't. Benton hasn't either. Benton hasn't taken a lot of bad shots either, Jeff. They just haven't taken very many. No, they haven't. And they got to get some second chance opportunities. And I think Benton's going to be okay, Jeff. This is the most they've been down. I think they might have been down 14 against Miami Trace in that game. I was at that game. The Vikings fought back and went to overtime. I think they'll be okay. I think they just got to take care of the ball a little bit. They survived that half with just Bartone speaking with just two fouls, so I think that's good.
Well, and they got Eastmore to turn the ball over some when they pressed them. Let's see if Matt changes some things up.
I think it's to the Vikings' advantage to try to get them to run a little bit. And because the Vikings do a little bit better in transition, because right now the Vikings are not getting some high percentage shots. They're shooting a lot of threes. They're taking good shots, but that's where we're at.
Well, and to Eastmore's credit, every shot is contested, even the three.
They blocked two of our three attempts, so that's where we're at. So I think either one of these teams, Jeff, if they made it to the Final Four, is going to have a shot. I really do. I think these are some fine basketball teams right here. Two great coaches, two great programs. Matt Coves was, I think I was told by Terry Hale, 288 career wins, and a phenomenal statistic in his years he's been coaching here.
He does a great, great job. We're about 3 minutes away from third quarter action. Let's take a timeout, and we'll be back after these messages.
For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out.
Holden!
Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Come into Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order a breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give him a call at 596-5906.
Nationwide's on your side. Got an early morning dead side. Looks like those braids aren't easy to tie. How do I retire at 50 side? That's why there's Nationwide for all your many sides. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
Baby, back in 1978, Ramey's Home started a tradition that you're really going to love. And that's saving folks around here the most money possible on the best built, manufactured, and modular homes in America. And Ramey's Home's low everyday prices could save you thousands over site-built housing. Shop Ramey's Mobile Home 7 miles west of MacArthur on Route 50 and 2 miles south of Chillicothe on US 23, where you don't have to be the king to live like one, baby.
Every dollar still has rock.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Benton County High School Sports.
Back at the Convo, where the second half's ready to begin. The Vikings trail 33-20. Berlin Highland won the Division 3 or 4 state girls title, beating another local team, Waterford, 61-41. That's the fifth title for them. That's courtesy of Jim Sands. So Penny is on her way back, keeping score. She's pretty quick. Comes back, gets that done.
Bob Dameron's got something on his wrist or his finger or something is taped up.
Coaches were talking to him, but he's back. You know, you're in a chance to go to state championship. You got to come back. So the Vikings are doing what we thought, Jeff, going to pressure the ball a little bit. Kinsey guarded by Bartow. Gets the ball in the corner. Neither of these teams have any familiarity with each other prior to tonight. So the Vikings are playing a pretty sticky man-to-man right now, Jeff, and I think that's what they had to do. A little switch. Bartow now switches. They get the ball
down. Got the mismatch underneath.
Yep, they just are so patient. And there's a block.
Spigman just blocked.
My goodness. Spigman just blocked the 5'11 Ramsey. It'll be Viking ball. What a block by Jake the Snake.
Elevating.
Some high-altitude wrestling right there, as Jimmy Crum would say. Now here comes the press. They get it to Bartow. Bartow, he's struggling. He's trapped in the corner. They may need to get a timeout. They're going to have to hustle, get across the line. They do, barely. They get it to Bartow, out to Spigman. Spigman thinks about a three. He's going to take it to the 10, gets it to Bryce. Bryce out to Yates. They need that, and they get it. And that makes it 33-23. I like the adjustment Matt Combs has made going to the press, to the pressure right here, Jeff.
I do, too.
And Spigman with the big block. They get it down low. And up and in, Jeff, is Stanley Williams over Dameron to make it 35-33. Ball is stolen by them. And good thing Bartow didn't get another foul there. They just tipped the ball around the rim and put it up, Jeff.
Yes,
three straight rebounds.
No answer for that.
Parham puts it in, 37-23. Vikings struggling getting it across right now, Jeff. They get it to Yates. Yates thinks about another three. Gets it to Jones. Jones, they've not given Jones or Bartow many looks, Jeff. So it appears that was their game plan. And it is 37-23. They get it to Spigman. They're in a 1-4 high. Spigman down low. Gets it to Yates for a pop-out three. No good. Jones goes over. Williams gets the rebound but doesn't put it back in. And Matt Combs is screaming for a foul. There's a little fadeaway jumper. No good. Out comes Spigman. He's had a great second half. Spigman, head fake. Spigman gets it out to Bartow. Bartow spots for eight. Does not spot for a three. Gets it out to Jones. Jones takes it to the 10. No good. Block. Dameron with the rebound. Misses. Rebound Bartow. Bartow, he's fouled, and he'll shoot two. And he's upset with himself for it not going in. 5:49 to go in the third quarter. The Vikings trail 37-23.
Who's that on, Bob?
Not sure, Jeff.
That's Smith. That's first.
Also first on the team this half.
We're trying to get all these shout-outs in, so.
Tristan Bartow.
Again, you need to send anything to Jeff. Jeff will give you a cell phone. Mike's 740-357-8183 as Bartow makes the first one. What's yours, Jeff?
740-649-7117.
For Bryce Cameron.
No one knows anybody's number anymore. You
back
just look at it.
So
it's 37-24. Bartow, perfect from the line today, 3-for-3. Montgomery comes in for Jones.
For Derek Jones.
Matt's still chirping away over there at the official. I don't think he's gotten a technical this year. Bartow makes the second one, 37-25. Vikings just two losses this year. One was a Miami Trace, a very similar team to this one, Jeff, and one to Alexander. And Bartow scores it. And they're going to have trouble, Jeff.
Down,
they're going to have trouble because Kinsey's 6'4", Bartow's 5'11". He could take him down there all night long, and he did right there. Bartow. Eastmore fans complaining that Bartow traveled. The Vikings fans complaining he was fouled. Somehow Montgomery comes out of a press, and that foul is going to be on Tariq Brown.
And that might be his third, second, I'm sorry.
39-25, Vikings trail, 5:17 to go in the third. Fairfield Union started coming back, Jeff, in the fourth the other day, third in the third. So Spigman's going to try to take it himself. No good. They just have such length inside, Jeff. They're just ordering shots. And there's going to be a foul on Bartow, and that's number
three.
And that, Jeff, is what you call a huge foul.
Yeah.
Because they need him to help break the press. No, they called that on Montgomery. That's a break for the Vikings.
Wow.
Because the foul was clearly on Bartow. Clearly on Bartow.
That was a break.
That was a huge break. You know, the other day in one of these games, Bartow went to the line for Montgomery.
Yeah.
That's what they were talking to. We wonder what it was. He just went to the line. You don't care if I shoot these? He goes, no, go ahead.
And
there's
again,
another
honor.
Jeff, that's
back.
All night long. The Vikings guards, he's 6'4", and the Vikings guards are all 5'11". He can do that all night long.
For that.
And they're just clearing out and letting him go, and that's Kinsey. Vikings get it to Griffiths. Griffiths out in the corner to Yates. Yates for three. No good. Bartow gets the rebound. Bartow, Vikings trail by 16 right now. One of these teams going to the Final Four. We're hoping it's the Vikings. Bartow and Jeff, he got away with an offensive foul right there. He gets his own rebound. Gets away with the travel, puts it up and in. So Bartow, 41-27. Could have got away, Jeff, with one there.
Yes, he did.
41-27. So Bartow being a little sneaky out there, and it's working. 41-27, Vikings trail.
Now they've made a switch. They've got
They have to put Yates on him. They have to.
Man, they're athletic.
Yes, they are. I could see either one of these teams making a shot for the title, Jeff. If they can just get there, survive in advance. Jeff, they're just very patient. I mean, they're extremely well coached. They get the ball down on the block. Ball's down low. No good. There's going to be a foul on Speakman. Speakman thought he blocked it. And that's three. And Speakman thought he blocked it. I thought he blocked it.
I thought he blocked it.
And going to the line will be Kinsey. They lead by 14 with 3:48 to go in the third quarter. Kinsey's had a big third quarter.
First one's up. Good.
Good. They just keep running guys in, Jeff, that are like 6'5".
Yes, they do.
Be a good problem to have.
Yes, it would.
And this team will be back next year, Jeff. They have four seniors, three of which have not gotten in. Vikings getting trapped again. Bartow's really trapped down there. They're going to call a foul. The Eastmore fans don't agree with that. Tariq Brown, that's his third, I think.
I think that is correct.
Tariq Brown, his third personal foul, third for the team.
Jeff, is a smothering defense, a very smothering defense.
Yes, they are.
Very similar to, I mean, kind of like John Glenn last year,
sir.
Really. Yates going to take it himself. Nalen puts it up and in. 42-29. Yates has been the one guy that's been able to get inside a little bit for the Vikings today. It's 42-29. Plenty of time left. 3:30 to go in the third quarter. The Vikings trail by 13. Bob Gillard, Jeff Thacker, Penny Gillard, 96.7 WYRO. There's a rebound. The Vikings don't box. Up and in.
Tim Smith.
And the lack of rebounding has really hurt the Vikings, Jeff.
Yes, it has.
Yates gets it down to Eli Griffiths. Eli Griffiths gets it out to Jones. Jones to Bartow.
Has Jones or Bartow taken a shot in this quarter, Bob?
Jones hasn't taken a shot, I don't think, since the first quarter. And right on cue, he's going to take one.
That was blocked.
And again, they just have such length, Jeff. They're just ordering the Viking shots. Parham with the ball. They lead by 15 with 2:40. The Vikings need a stop here desperately. Vikings advance further than they've ever advanced to the Elite Eight, trying to go to the Final Four. Eastmore. Another block by Eli Griffiths on Trip Hopkins. Hopkins guarded by Bartow.
They are just taking the air out of the ball now.
And here's
Bob.
The mismatch again, Jeff. You got a 6'4 guard guarded by Speakman at 5'11. So we'll see if they're going to try to take
there
it again.
Comes again.
Parham. Bartow comes out with it. Vikings get a stop. There's under two. Bartow getting ridden like a jockey on Seabiscuit and gets the foul call. And that's on Tavian Kinsey. And that's three on him. And that's huge because he has been eating the Vikings
yes,
up in this third quarter, eating them up.
Nevin Yates going to check back in for the Vikings.
Tavian Kinsey and Tim Smith.
We've got Billy Williamson, who's from Nelsonville. I always enjoyed talking to Billy. He's now teaching and coaching at Olin Tangiorn and wishing the Vikings well. So thank you, Billy, for that call-in. And a shout-out to Connie Hale on her 70th birthday. All she wants is a Viking win. Travis Hale. And there's Jones. Cross-court pass to Nevin Yates. We need the three. We don't get it. The rebound coming out with it is Williams. Jeff, what a big rebound that was. 15-point lead for Eastmore. Vikings going with five guards right now, Jeff. And I'm not sure they can handle their height
I don't
with this lineup. There's a mismatch at every position.
There they come again.
Kempsey down low, and they take advantage of the mismatch and get it down low to Trip Hopkins to make it 46-29. Parham with the assist. 1:12 to go, third quarter.
Bob, we have the Reasers in Colorado listening.
Yates is fouled, and that's on Williams, Jeff, and helping in a very good sportsmanship on both these teams. Williams helps up Yates. Jeff, I didn't hear you. The Reasers
in Colorado.
Yes.
Bob and Claire Jane Doddrell. Another shout out to Doug Lash and Scott Gilliland.
Sammy Davidson and Chillicothe wants a shout out, so we'll give Sammy D one. And going to the line will be Yates. And he makes the first one, and that's 46-30, Vikings trail, 108.
Antonio Mendez coming.
Antonio Mendez is for the first.
And that's just to keep Bartow from getting another one.
For Jake Speakman.
For Speakman. Speakman with three, Bartow with two. 108 to go, Vikings trail by 16. Yates.
Short.
Misses.
Very short.
And Jeff, they're just a phenomenally good rebounding team.
Yes, they are.
East Moore team.
Probably the most disciplined team we've seen this year.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
Nobody even close.
None.
And we heard that from scouts. We heard that. Williams is fouled by Nevin Yates. As we were told by someone, there was a no-doubt foul right
yeah.
there.
There was a no-doubter there.
There was a no-doubter.
When you're stepping on his shoulders and he's on the ground, that's a foul.
55 seconds, the Vikings trail by 16 in the third. They get the ball down low, stolen by Jones. Jones comes out with it. Jones gets it out. There's Nevin Yates down low to Montgomery. Montgomery doesn't take the shot. Gets it out to Mendez. Mendez, they know their roles, these guys. Yates, and Yates is going to try to get it down. Gets it down low to Montgomery. Gets it back to Yates. Yates, a jump shot, foul line. Good, and Yates has got to keep shooting, Jeff. He's the one guy that can get inside for the Vikings. And there's going to be a foul on Montgomery. Montgomery said he was pushed, but Caleb, being a fine football player that he is, just threw one of the best town flip blocks of all time in a basketball game.
Only fourth team foul on the Vikings, Bob. This has been a clean game.
Yeah, it's been a very good, very well called. They let people play at this level.
Yes,
I know the first
did.
Couple games we ever did here, we were just amazed by it. There's a timeout by Coach Miranda.
Timeout.
He's taking a 30, and that is his first timeout.
It is.
And so we'll stay here at 21.9 seconds. The Vikings trail by 14. They haven't gone away, and they got plenty of time. They need to stop right here, though, absolutely. Jeff, the Vikings have kind of gone small here
down
the stretch.
They have.
And, so you got to pick your poison. You got to try to score in transition, which Matt's trying to do. But if they get the ball past half court, they're going to post up on us. So, again, if you have anything you want us to add, 740-357-8183 is my number, and Jeff's is
740-649-7117.
So it'll be the Warriors' ball, the alma mater of two-time Heisman Trophy winner Archie Griffin, Ray Griffin, and Duncan Griffin, ex-Buckeye greats. And Eastmore gets the ball inbounds. I'm just amazed, Jeff, at their unselfishness. And there's another pass and a layup, and what a great pass down to Stanley Williams.
Isaiah Harrison.
Eyes always up, Bob, looking ahead.
Vikings need a basket here badly. They get it to Mendez. They get it out to Yates. Yates for three. They need this badly. And right before half, Nevin Yates with the rebound does not get the shot off in time. So at the end of the third quarter, it's 48-33. The Eastmore Warriors leading the Vikings. 48-32. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
For 150 years, Vinton County National Bank has been checking off your wish list. Want to build the home of your dreams? Check. Looking to put in a pool before summer? Check. How about a kitchen remodel? Check. With specials on construction loans and home equity loans, now you can add even more to that wish list. Visit VCNBFamily.com today for more information about their specials or visit a VCNB location near you. VCNB is a member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the time of year when we clear out the old inventory to make room for the new, and that means incredible savings for you during the spring clearance sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales. Speaking of new, check out the 2017 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4. Drive away in this rugged new trail-rated bad boy with $3,500 in rebates and available Great Lakes Chrysler Capital bonus cash of $500. It's all about great deals and incredible savings during the spring clearance sales event going on now at Call Auto Sales in Jackson. Good people, good products, just a good place to do business.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Benton County High School Sports.
And the noise level at the Convo as we begin the fourth quarter of the Vikings trail by 16 is huge. Jeff, my law school buddies are wanting to know if they can have some of your popcorn, and my roommate Bill Heck.
They can have it all.
Okay. They back down Spiegelman on the block, and they put it up and in, and just Vikings just can't control them on the boards, Jeff. 50-32.
No answer for this size, Bob.
No, there isn't. Vikings is going to go with five guards again. They got to get back in the game with pressure. So it's 50-32, 7:30 to go in the fourth. Ball goes out to Jones. Jones, not many shot opportunities. Blocked, Jeff. Blocked at the foul line, and they've had a bunch of blocks. 50-32. I think this team, if they make it, Jeff, has a pretty good chance of winning this thing. Ball goes out. That is Tariq Brown. Speakman. Jeff, they just are so patient. There's a steal, stolen back. They get the ball back. Blocked by Jones. So our guards have blocked the ball four times, but the Vikings cannot keep giving them second, third opportunities like they did right there as Stanley Williams put it back in.
Cannot keep them off the board.
The Vikings trail by 20. Bartow. Yates. Yates has got to be the man here, and he takes it to the 10 again and scores it. There's a timeout by Matt Combs, so 52-34. Matt's going to take a full. Let's stay right here. The Vikings trail. And we'll wish the Benton County Twirling Stars good luck at their competition next week at Rio Grande. But right here, the Vikings need to get some offense going. And really, Jeff, the only one that seems to be able to get the ball inside right now is Nalen Yates at this time. So the Vikings got to do a... got to keep them off the boards. They're going to have to go full court pressure here, Jeff, and that's pretty hard to do because this team handles the rock pretty well.
I agree.
And the Viking crowd, that noise to begin the half was pretty amazing. I'm sure there'll be pictures on Facebook, but, Jeff, it's just unbelievable the number of people here from Benton County. But this Eastmore crowd, even though we outnumber them probably 50-1, is very, very loud, and
yes,
there's some great fans as well here.
Cody and Maddie Hatfield say go Vikes. Reading these as fast as they're coming up here, Bob. Casey McLaughlin and Slopko. I imagine that's Ryan.
Former point guard here when Bartow was a freshman. Those two split time.
And someone saying, I'm a really nice guy for sharing my popcorn with your lawyer buddy.
Lawyers usually don't give stuff back.
That's true, I know.
52-34, we're not the best sharers. 14 fouls on the Vikings, and the Vikings foul right here. Nevin Yates fouls, and he fouls Trayvon Kinsey. And Matt has a great scouting report all the time about who to foul. There's no one that scouts better than him. John Minion, taking some pictures down there, does a very good job for the Vikings. You get a chance to look at some of his stuff. Talk to him prior to the game. There's a sub coming in.
Harrison for
placing Stanley Williams.
Stanley Williams.
They played eight. The Vikings have played nine. Oh, there's a run out. The Vikings, Jones. Jeff, just a finger roll up and in by Kinsey. Jeff, that was a planned play in the out-of-bounds play, and it worked. And they lead by 20 with 6:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. Yates, he's the one guy having some success, and he does it again. And he's keeping him in the game. 54-36. Yates is extremely athletic, Jeff. Jeff, his team just does not make mistakes.
No, they don't.
And we were told that, Jeff, by about eight separate coaches. There's a travel. There's one.
The ball.
That's the first turnover to the second half for them, Bob.
And that's pretty good. And going over, Kinsey goes over and talks to his buddy Harrison and says, hey, no big deal. That's our first turnover. We're good. We're up 18. Just shake it. Dameron will come back in with a bad hand. He'll come in for Nevin Yates. Well, the Vikings trail by 18 with 5:52 to go in the ball game. They need to get some action and get it going quick, Jeff. The problem with Preston is they get the ball down low. We're in trouble. Bartow with a little runner scores, and that makes it 54-38. 5:42 to go in the ball game. Vikings doing a kind of a diamond press. And they pull the ball out as they should. Speakman all over him. Speakman's saying he got an offensive foul.
And he did.
And the basket's up and in by Barham. So now it's 56-38. Speakman takes it, and there's a blocking foul on the floor, no basket. And that time, I think it's Ross Meadows says, I got an offensive foul, but they called it on me. So Speakman, no, they're not going to let him shoot it. 56-38, 5:14 to go in the fourth quarter of the Vikings trail. Yates for three. Yates is on fire. 56-41. Yates is cooking with gas right now.
Yes, he is.
And the Vikings got to take some shots. Bartow, like a gnat, guarding Trevin Kinsey. Kinsey with the runner, and he's fouled by the Big Daddy. And he gets a high five from Nalen. Nalen saying, hey, we got time. Let's go. Keep playing. Keep playing. But this guy at the line, Jeff, Kinsey, has been the difference.
Yes, he has.
The second half has just taken over and just, you know, a defensive nightmare trying to match up with him at 6'4", bringing the ball down. Kinsey will go to the line.
His first one's up and
no good. Vikings down 15, just under 5 to go in the fourth quarter. They trail 56-41. Bob Grillo, Jeff Thacker, Petty Grillo here on 96.7 WYRO. Eli Griffiths comes in. Bryce is definitely favoring that left hand, Jeff.
Yes, he is.
And Jeff, the Vikings better box out Tariq Brown right here and Williams, because I could see them getting a putback and a miss right here if they don't. And he puts it in. That makes it 57-41. The Vikings trail by 16. They're going to get the ball in Yates' hands and let Yates go with it. They're going to clear out, do a 1-4 low. They get it to Bartow. Bartow. Speakman. Speakman to Bartow. Bartow thinks about a three. Doesn't take it. He's going to drive to the hoop. He's going to be called. He's going to get a foul called. And
I think that's on.
That's on Kinsey.
Kinsey.
That's four. And that's a huge foul. And he'll come out. Kinsey says, hey, coach, let me stay in. The coach says, absolutely not. Bartow misses a person, and that's very rare to see that.
Caleb Montgomery back on the floor, also re-entering. Isaiah Harrison and Jim Smith.
They don't have enough guys. They're going to leave Kinsey in. He talked him in. Talked him into slant. Bartow misses. He was 4-for-4. Makes that one. That makes it 57-42.
Nevin Yates re-entered for Jake Speakman.
I think the Vikings will start fouling right away, Jeff.
I think they're going to have to.
Well, they got plenty of time, but with Kinsey being out, that helps the Vikings. So there is Eastmore out top. The Vikings getting to pull the ball up. They get the ball to the high post to Williams. Williams is fouled by Montgomery, I believe. I think the officials have done a top-notch job here today.
Yeah, they have.
I really do.
They really have.
It's 1-1, and the Vikings got to continue to foul to put them at the line. Eastmore fans like the call, as Williams was almost, I can't never say the word, decapitated. Yeah, beheaded.
Also coming back on the floor, Jake Speakman.
So it's 57-42, 4:26 to go in the fourth quarter.
For Isaiah Harrison.
Harrison. Jeff, they just run. I could see this team winning it if they get there. Their size is unbelievable. They handle the ball. They're very well coached.
Yeah.
Isaiah
first one's up.
Good. And that's Harrison. A lot of left-handers, too. 58-42. The winner of this game goes to the Final Four. And if it holds up like this in 4 minutes, 26 seconds, it'll be Eastmore. And they make it 59-42. And this is where they've, I think, won the game in addition to rebounding, Jeff, is with the press.
Yes.
The Vikings have spent a lot of time underneath the foul line on opposite of their basket here. Speakman brings it across. And I really thought if Speakman takes it to the basket, he's going to be fouled, doesn't go. I really thought a team like this could really play zone against the Vikings because of their length, but obviously they didn't need to.
Keyshawn Ramsey, that's his first teammate.
Speakman will go to the line and shoot a 1-1. The Vikings trail by 17. They got to continue to get the clock stopped, either by fouling or getting to the line. Speakman will shoot two. He misses the first one. It was two because he was shooting. And coming back in will be Hairston and Kinsey, who's been the Vikings. He's been the Viking slayer today.
And Stanley Williams.
He's got 10. 8 in the second half. Speakman makes that shot, makes it 59-43. Vikings no quitting them. A very well-coached team with some great players. They're going to be good again next year, Jeff. And there's a run out. They don't get it. And again, if this guy is a football coach, he's got a couple quarterbacks in some of the passes they've made.
Got some receivers, too.
Absolutely. Bartow gets away with the foul. They get it down low. Oh, they throw it away. And I'll tell you what, I love their coach, Miranda. He had a guy, had a wide-open layup or a dunk, and he dropped it. He goes, you're out of here. If you can't focus, with 4 minutes to go, you're coming out. And he takes him out and brings in Stanley Williams. And I like that. I think this guy's a great coach. And we heard that coming in.
That's all we heard.
And we are fortunate to have a great one ourselves in Matt Coombs. Bartow. They put it on the deck. Little spin move. Bartow gets it out. Big middle runner. No good. Somehow they come out with it. They got a 2-1-1.
They got numbers.
And there could be a dunk. And there is a dunk.
On the slam for the
Tariq Brown. Brown goes downtown and makes it 61-43. Jeff, and that was a perfectly timed fast break, and so it's 61-43.
Yes, it was.
Yates got to handle the ball right now. He's got to get some shots because he's the one that's hot for the Vikings. Goes behind the back, but it's going to be stolen. And
oh, that's going to be okay. He saved it.
This is Smith or Brown.
Big mismatch underneath right now.
They don't get. They got to get in the ball. They got a 6'8 guy and a 5'10 Nevin Yates. They don't get in the ball. There's a timeout by Coach Miranda, and he takes a 30. We'll stay here. 3:04 to go in the ball game. An 18-point lead for the Eastmore Academy Warriors. Viking crowd has been great through the whole game. And this Viking team, there's 3 minutes to go, but have played their hearts out. But they've just run into a team as every bit as good as advertised, Jeff, in terms of coaching and athletic ability, leaping ability, and just something that just you can't teach, and that's size, Jeff.
Overall basketball ability, I think, Bob.
I'm just impressed with the way they've been coached, as I am with our team. It's just this team's just unbelievably athletic. Got the Austin Powder listening to us. Tim McManus and Wendy.
Alan Treisa said, good job, Vikes, win or lose.
Antonio Mendez back in the lineup, along with Caleb Montgomery.
So it's going to be Keyshawn Ramsey to inbounds.
Back in for the first time, Julian Binford.
And they got Mendez. Mendez creates a little havoc. Jeff, how many turnovers they have this half?
One.
That's an incredible statistic. They just take care of the basketball. Dangerous. And they got the freshman in, Jeff. They only have one guy that's not a junior or senior, and they got Binford in. And Binford's a ball handler. Gets a pass out. So they got freshman Binford in.
He stepped the line.
And Jeff, you know what? If you're a freshman and you can play for Eastmore Academy, you know you're going to have a pretty good future.
You're going to be pretty good, yeah.
And he comes out. So he got a few seconds here in a regional championship game.
It's like he's going to do a little offense defense.
Well, the Vikings need to get some offense quickly.
Yes.
Ryan Stewart saying we got to get it going. Get some offense, which Ryan was capable of always doing. And Speakman with a little runner up and in. He's fouled. And that'll make it 61-45. So the junior Jake Speakman not showing any signs of backing down as he takes it to the 10. The Vikings, everybody's offense, defense, and right now. Binford will come in to handle the rock against the pressure. And also coming in will be their other fine guard, Kinsey. So they're going to take out their two big guys. They're going with guards, albeit their guards be at 6'4", Jeff. All of them except Binford at 5'6".
At the line with the bonus, Jake Speakman.
Let's just hope Binford, I don't know if he's a representative of Tool Time with Tim Allen or not, but we'll see. And so Speakman makes the free throw to make it 61-46 with 2:29 to go in the ballgame. Vikings have two timeouts. Eastmore Academy with three. Possession arrow favors the Vikings, 2:29 to go in the fourth.
Yep. Crazy Eight Farms in Frankfort listening, Bob. That's Coach Combs' wife's family.
We've been blessed to have Matt Combs and his wife here at Binford. Nice pass down low. There's going to be a foul on Mendez. And a good foul because you can't give up the layup. Mendez playing, didn't play last year.
Antonio Mendez with the foul. That's his first. Eighth on the team. Zion Barham at the line.
So 2:21 in the fourth. And Jeff, I can see this team winning the state title.
I could too.
And would that be ironic, Jeff? Because the three times Benton gets this far, they get knocked out by a state champion.
Eventual one.
Now, the winner of this game will go into the other side, and they will play opposite, the way we understand it.
Yeah.
Opposite of Dayton Dunbar. So they'll get Wasseyan, or that side, who is a pretty good bracket up there. It'd be Wasseyan beats Sandusky, so it would be Wasseyan or Elite or Holy Name. And so there the basket goes into, that was Parham. And it's 63-47. Bartow knees it, takes a little runner, no good. Rebound. They just get it out. They get it to, this is Ramsey. I just can't tell you. We've said it a bunch, but this team is so well coached. And there's a layup, and the Vikings don't stop.
Down the lane for two,
Tariq Brown.
2 minutes.
Vikings trail by 19, 2 minutes to go. Jones for three, no good. Rebound by Tariq Brown. Matt's still arguing there's an offensive foul. There's a foul on Bartow.
That's his third.
Tristan Bartow with a foul, third for him. Ninth of the team.
1:47.
Davion Kinsey, one, and the bonus.
I think Kinsey's been their player. I mean, they've had a lot of good players today with Brown, Kinsey, but I think Kinsey took over this third quarter. They've been in control pretty much, Jeff,
yes,
this whole
have.
Game. Kinsey puts it in to make it 67-46. So it appears, Jeff, the Vikings will stop at the Elite Eight, but what a wonderful season it was for them. And look, barring a miracle. Rebound by
Speakman.
Speakman head fakes, takes it to the 10 scores.
The drive for
Vikings
two,
take a timeout, 66-48. 1:39.
He's going to try to get his seniors out. What do you think?
Timeout.
Coach Combs?
Yes.
Timeout.
Yeah, and they don't have very many. This team will be back. The Benton will do that, but Eastmore's going to be back, Jeff.
Oh,
they
yeah.
lose Parham and Ramsey and Ross Meadows, and the Eastmore people are saying Final Four here.
Very good basketball team, Bob Grillo.
It's the best team I've seen since Chillicothe.
Very good basketball
very
team.
Very good
Bob
basketball
Grillo.
Team. Very, very similar to the Chillicothe team, Jeff, I think. And, you know, Jeff, one of the deepest teams I've ever seen.
Oh, my.
I mean, they just keep coming in off
nine?
The bench. I played nine guys, and you lose a 6'8 guy, and you still got 6'8 guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. And you got guards that are 6'4, they're a nightmare matchup for anybody. Let's see what Matt's going to do. Matt May, he has one timeout. He'll, if he thinks this is out of control or out of reach, he'll take Bartow and Jones out and give them their due in front of this large crowd here. Yeah, Jeff, every one of these guys has contributed for the Vikings this season and for Eastmore tonight. And
here's your freshman.
Benford with a little runner, no good. Out comes Yates with it. Yates going to kick it out to Jones. There's an offensive foul on Yates. And Jeff, that's impressive. With a minute 28 to go, you know you're going to the Final
foul.
Four and you take an offensive foul. And I'll tell you what, and Yates is a great football player, and Ramsey obviously is a football player with his body, and he took a charge right there, so he's a tough character. We'll see if Matt might take out the two seniors here.
Like he's going to.
Well, he's got a couple seniors to get in, too. Oh, to get it out to Benford. Benford going to pull it out, run some clock. And Nevin Yates fouls Zian Parham. And in comes Speakman. Minute 14 to go. Vikings trail by 18. And they've lived at the line, Jeff. Eastmore and shot well. Eastmore's going to bring in some subs. Number 12, who we don't have in the roster. They're emptying their bench right now. Let's see what Benton will do. Montgomery comes out. The senior played his last game. Matt gives him a well-deserved handshake and a pat in the head. And we'll see if Matt does that with each of his players here. And going to the line will be Trip Hopkins. Puts it in. That makes it 67-48.
Jalen Craven in for the first time, replacing Tim Smith.
With Jalen Craven, a senior at 6'5", Jeff. You're bringing a senior in at 6'5".
Yeah.
And there's going to be a foul on Benford. And that'll put Speakman at the line, and Montgomery will come back in.
Julian Benford, first foul for him. That's 10 on the team.
So Speakman will shoot
two. For Speakman.
Yep. Minute 13 to go in the ball game, and Columbus Eastmore Academy advanced to the Final Four. Take nothing away from the Benton County Vikings in this dream season that they had, Jeff. A dream season. Speakman misses the first one, and they'll be very good again next year as well. And Matt Combs is now going to bring in senior Curtis Vickers. And they're going to do that. They're going to probably come in for Jones. And
into the first time.
Yates. Oh, he's coming in for Yates, so he's keeping Jones and Bartow in. And Curtis Vickers is in the ballgame. And Yates hustling like crazy. Eastmore comes out with the rebound. Under a minute now. And taking it to the 10 all the way in is number 2.
For Jacoby Massey.
Jacoby Massey is not in our roster. Remember that, Jeff. Jacoby Massey. And there's a three by Derrick Jones. No good. Benford comes out with it. Jeff, he can certainly handle the rock.
Yes,
he's got
he can.
Some handles.
I heard it.
A 30-second timeout by – and that's a – and he just did that to get some subs in. And we'll see what the Vikings do.
By Eastmore Academy.
I thought that was a nice move by their head coach, James Miranda, Jeff. And he's going to try to get some of these youngsters in here.
Full timeout.
Jeff, this team, they're in Final Four this year, but they're going to lose Parham. They lose the guys that saw significant minutes.
They got six seniors, but not all of them have saw significant minutes.
Yeah, they're only
minutes.
Losing one starter, Jeff.
Yeah.
So they're going to be a pretty good ball club next year. But maybe these two teams will meet again, as Benton will still be pretty good next year. And Benton's made his deepest run ever, making it to the Elite Eight. They've had three teams now won district championships. Last year's team, the 2007-2008 team.
Right.
And we'll see what the Vikings do with 47.9. Matt still has one timeout left. He's brought Seth Bledsoe in the game. He's got all five of his seniors in right now, Jeff, and that's a good move.
Yeah, he does.
got five seniors in. I like that. I love what Matt's doing right there. I really do. And the only senior not in is Montgomery, who's seen significant minutes. So that's a great – no, Montgomery is in. He's got all his seniors in, Jeff. Excuse me. And that's a great move by head coach Matt Combs. Honor this great group of athletes right here that just had a as good as back-to-back seasons we've ever had here. And they're just going to stall the ball, Jeffrey. A pass was down low for B.J. Morant, a 6'3 senior. And now they're going to come in with three more guys, and we'll see. And the Vikings fans will go, will be very happy here. In will come Preston Hammond, or excuse me, not Preston, Cameron Hammond. And he'll come in for Tristan Bartel. And listen to the applause that this young man's getting right here. And now Noah Waddell will come in for, and Bartel's great high school career over. And now will come Derek Jones, who's had a great high school career as well. And now will come in. And a great move by Matt Combs. What a class move. Sean McCarty will come in and get Caleb Montgomery.
Right.
So what a great move as he gets out three stalwarts for his program and three guys Matt Combs will speak highly of forever as he has. And now Mendez is going to come in. A good job by the officials to let them all come in as well. And Mendez will get, I don't know who's
going to get.
I don't know who he's going to get. No, he's not getting anybody.
He's not getting anybody.
Seth is a senior. He's going to keep, Mendez has been in a little bit. He's going to keep in, Barnett, or excuse me, keep in Seth Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
Bledsoe, he is gets the ball stolen from him, but he gets a foul, but doesn't get his name in the book because they didn't call it. Going to go play football at Worcester. He got a tackle in right here at the condo. And Morant goes baseline, and they're going to say he was out of bounds. 13 seconds to go. And now Antonio will come in.
And I still don't know for who.
I think he will come in for either Curtis, and he'll come in for Seth Bledsoe. And Seth just got hurt, and he's back. And just what a great guy he is. He'll be in the guy at Axe in the play. One of my all-time favorite kids right there, Jeff. And came here from Wellston along with Hammond. And everybody's just saying, he's a great guy, one of the most popular guys on the team, if not the most popular. And Curtis.
There's the steal by the freshman.
And they're going to keep the ball out. Let's see. They won't shoot it. 4 seconds. They'll just hang on. Oh, they might shoot it. They get it to Morant in the baseline. And so the Vikings lose 69-48. And Eastmore Academy goes to the Final Four. But what a great season as the Vikings get to the Elite Eight. So Jeff will take a timeout. And we'll be back with end of the game stats. Coach Combs will be trophy presentations here. So we'll take a timeout and be back.
She organized everything, every meeting, baby shower, and office party. She didn't like the attention and praise she got for doing it. She was just that way, and we really are going to miss her. This is Lynn Dimmel with R.M. Williams Funeral Service, and we believe every life is unique and should be honored for the way it was lived. We can customize life tributes that reflect and celebrate a life well lived at a cost that you can afford. Call R.M. Williams Funeral Service in Wellston at 740-384-5755. A proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at West Banco Bank.
Auto loans and personal loans.
Business loans and home equity lines of credit.
We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve.
Remember, you always win with West Banco.
Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year.
Go teams!
West Banco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out.
Holden!
Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Come into Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order a breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give him a call at 596-5906. At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be. You're listening to the home of Vinton County Vikings High School Sports.
WCJO-FM 97.7.
Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and MacArthur.
Condo with the Vikings who just got presented their regional runner-up trophies. And, Jeff, what a great season by this team, head coach Matt Combs, as Eastmore will go to the Final Four. And I think Jeff will have a good chance of winning it.
I think we're going to hear more from them.
Would that be ironic that the three times Vinton has made it, you know, into the regionals, and, of course, this team went the furthest, that they get knocked out by a state champion. So, anyway, for the Vikings, end of the road for some fine seniors, Curtis Vickers, Antonio Mendez, Caleb Montgomery, Seth Bledsoe, Tristan Bartow, and Derek Jones. Hope I didn't leave anybody out there. And also a great season for Sean McCarty, Jake Spiegman, who had a great game tonight, Nevin Yates, Noah Waddell, Cameron Hammond, Caleb Montgomery, Eli Griffiths, and Bryce Dameron. But the seniors ending their careers, Seth Bledsoe, Caleb Montgomery, Antonio Mendez, Tristan Bartow, Derek Jones, and Curtis Vickers. And we do have, I've got a play-by-play summary. That's awesome. We do have end-of-the-game stats. And let's go over those, Jeff. The Vikings were led tonight by Nolan Yates, who had a great game with 18 points, 12 for Tristan Bartow, and Jake Spiegman with 9. We had 3 for Derek Jones, and he had those early, Jeff, and 2 for Nevin Yates, 2 for Eli Griffiths, and 2 for Bryce Dameron. And for the Warriors, they had a very balanced scoring team. Tim Smith was 16, 14 for Tariq Brown, had 11 for Trevian Kinsey, who I thought was the difference in the ball game in the second half. Zian Parman had 9. We had 5 for Stanley Williams, their big post player, and 3 for Ramsey, 4 for Trip Hopkins, and 9 for Parham. So final score 69-48 as Eastmore gets their trophies, and a great season for them. And I think you'll hear more of these. And, Jeff, we're talking about going up Thursday, right?
Me, yeah, and we are. I think, honestly and sincerely, Bob, if this team – There better be something a whole lot better than what you and I've seen, because
well,
it's a very fine
basketball
team.
The teams that have been winning, either to get to the Elite Eight or now, these games have been pretty much one-sided.
Yes,
so
they have.
I think the four teams are going to get there are clearly maybe the four best. And I got to sit here and tell you, Jeff, I haven't seen a team as good as Chillicothe. Until this team right here. This team here, I'm not saying they're as good as Chillicothe, but they were the athleticism were right there with them, and a very, very deep team, and really, truly, one of the best coach, if not the best coach team I've seen here at OU at this level.
Yes, sir. And I don't know who they're going to play
next. In addition
with
our teams with Matt Combs.
And I don't know who they're going to play next, but I'm going to tell whoever they are, if you don't have guards that are taller than 6'2", you're in trouble.
Well, they're going to either play. I know Wasseyan beat Sandusky. I don't know who won between Elida and Holy Name, so somebody is Wasseyan's one of the possibilities. It's either Elida or Holy Name. So that state semifinal will be at 10:45 on Thursday. Jeff, why don't we take a couple minutes, and we'll come back if Coach Combs comes up. He'll want to spend some time with his boys. But we'll take a couple minutes, and we'll be back here and with hopefully Coach Combs in a minute.
Yep.
Why does Family Dental Center offer a free second opinion consultation?
This is Dr. Jeremy Crabtree at Family Dental Center. Dentistry is not an exact science. People deserve to know what their options are and how that impacts the cost of their treatment, long-term outcome. Call us today to schedule your free second opinion consultation. We'll make you smile.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlos, Wilcox, and Brower.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services, including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979, Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881.
When Dan Will founded his bank in 1867, he didn't know his Vinton County National Bank would be a household name in 2017. For 150 years, they've provided customers with superior service and the most advanced banking products available. They're celebrating that 150-year legacy with special events and offers all year long. See vcnbfamily.com/150 for details and to learn more about the tradition that is the VCNB Financial Family. Member FDIC.
Nationwide is on your side.
So you're up at dawn, kid, look alive. You've been saving for a big man cave. Good luck with that, Dave. So many things you're doing with your life.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
Our family works hard so we can serve your family. That's the motto at Ramey's Used Cars, which is located 7 miles west of MacArthur on U.S. Route 50 next to Ramey's Homes. Ramey's has been providing quality pre-owned vehicles since 1970, and Ramey's also has a high-quality parts department. Give Ramey's Automotive a call today at 596-4694, and don't forget to check out John's weekly specials. Just look for the signs and the vehicles in the front of the lot.
You're in the midst of Viking territory. This is Vinton County High School Sports.
Back at the Convocation Center, and we'll see if Coach Cubs. Yeah, he's coming, so he's going to come. Terry just gives us the thing. So, Jeff, in the third quarter, Eastmore Academy had 14 points in the paint versus 4 for Vinton. That was a big difference in the ball game, and that was huge. So that was a third quarter play-by-play. Pretty cool. And the Vikings, of course, Jeff, a great season, made it to the Elite Eight. And, again, we're going to miss these six seniors. And I know at least two of them will be playing somewhere next year, and that'll be Bartow and Jones somewhere. Yeah. They'll be playing. I think Jones is heading to Shawnee State, and Bartow still remains to be seen where he's going. He'll go somewhere, though. And, actually, we talked to a couple coaches today that so he's got a lot of interest in him, so we'll see where that is. And, of course, they'll lose. Jeff, you're going to have to help me out here on the program for me. We're going to lose Curtis Vickers, Seth Bledsoe. Help me out, Jeff. We're going to lose Antonio Mendez and Caleb Montgomery. Those are the six.
Yeah, there's your six, yeah.
And a great job by the Vikings. And, again, a lot of credit to Matt Combs and his staff, N.J. Kite, Chad Carpenter, Nolan Yates, Jared Albright, and Chris Neal. And, again, congratulations to these Eastmore Academy Warriors, class act both on and off the floor, and just a well-coached team, Jeff. And they made, how many turnovers did they have in the second half?
One.
One turnover in the second half, and that was, they were a pretty nice team. And so, Jeff, we also have people listening to us in Wisconsin. We appreciate that. And actually some people in New Jersey said we actually were pretty good announcers, and I just want to say we played it straighter than we normally do today.
Yeah, I was going to say, we were pretty good today.
We had a song and stuff planned if we won, but we'll save that. So it was a good one. We were actually going to sing something here.
Yeah. Well, while we're waiting on, here comes Coach now, while we're waiting on him to get up here, let's say this. We certainly appreciate everybody that's taken the time to listen to us down throughout this year. We appreciate all the sponsors. We appreciate all the people that are working on the board that took care of us.
And Bruce and the radio for letting us stream.
And Bruce taking care of the radio part of getting us on
the
stream. And the radio for allowing us to do that. We certainly appreciate everyone for taking the time and listening to us. Coach Combs is on his way up, and just want to say a big thank you to everyone.
And we'll see when he's coming. Terry put his...
He's right behind me. I got him coming. I'm looking at him.
Okay, so I'll get Matt here. And he's on his way here, so Jeff sees him. And head coach Miranda gets the cuts down the net, so he's a happy guy. So, Matt, appreciate you coming over. I know it's always easier to come over after a win, but what a great season you guys had.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, we're hurting right now, but and the kids are hurting, but I told them, you know, they're going to look back on this someday with good memories, obviously. The last one for every team except one is always going to be hard, and, you know, it's hard on us right now, but, you know, we were just outmatched today a little bit, unfortunately.
That was a very athletic team, and you know, Coach Miranda, I thought they were one of the most disciplined teams I've seen at the Convo in years.
Yeah, it's always tough. Sometimes, you know, you get it's a little bit of luck of the draw, so to speak. You know, there have been years in Division II where you don't get a Central District team.
Yes.
You know, you'll get two East, two Southeast. Those have been the years where the Southeast teams have been able to make it to the state. You don't, unfortunately, the Southeast teams have in Division II have not been able to get through the Central District, you know, and we were hoping we could be the first, and as long as I can remember, to do it. But unfortunately today, it wasn't meant to be. Very athletic and long, you know, you're talking 6'7", 6'8 kids, 6'4 guards, and it just took its toll on us. We'd hang in there, and as long as we could, and then it just they would swallow us up. They'd go on a run. We'd try to go on a run, and we just couldn't. We just could never get enough stops in a row to even, like, you know, really compete.
They were a tough team to press. They had one turnover in the second half. I mean, they took care of the ball. And you know, Coach, I guess you had a great group of seniors here, and you know, back to back, the most successful classes we probably ever had here. So you want to talk about some of them? We got Bartow, Jones, Montgomery, Vickers, Bledsoe, and Mendez.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Curtis and Seth, they were, you know, just had great attitudes all year for us. You know, obviously they were kids that didn't get to play a lot, come to practice every day, worked hard, just great kids to be around. And then you got Antonio, who was playing a little bit for us early in the year as a defensive guy, got hurt, had to miss a lot of games, came back, and really, you know, gave us some good minutes. By the time he came back, Caleb was also healthy, and they sort of played the same role, so they kind of shared those minutes at times a little bit. And then, but I thought they both really did for us what we asked them to, and both great kids. Both, you know, Antonio was not in a program last year, but he up to that he had been, and then this year he came back, and I thought really sparked us. And Caleb has been there throughout his, you know, high school career, and obviously another great kid and great student. And then what can you say about Tristan and Derek? You know, you're talking about two kids that are going to go down in Benton County history as some of the better players we've had. You know, and obviously, like you said, they've back-to-back district championships. That's quite an accomplishment. And, you know, so it's hard to really put into words what those players have meant to our program. So it's been a great run. It hurts today, but like I told the kids in there, you know, you'll look back on this someday with fond memories, and unfortunately, in adult life, you'll have things that hurt worse than this probably, but right now I know they're hurting.
Well, Matt, you've done a great job here, and I think Terry told me at lunch the other day you got 288 career wins at your young age, and you've had a remarkable year, and Jeff and I were saying here that you and your wife being in Benton County and you coaching here has actually been one of the, if not the greatest thing that's ever happened to our athletic program here, so we appreciate having you.
Well, it's been a great place to coach, and you know, there's so many coaches that don't get what I get, which is this community support that one side of the convo is basically filled up, and the fire trucks leading us out of town, and the people on the side of the roads when we get back in town, and it really is a special community, you know. And I talked to my father-in-law the other night, and he was saying that, you know, he graduated from Benton County. He was saying that Benton County is just a little different than every place else in terms of the way they rally around their kids and the way they really care about you know, everything their kids do, whether it's basketball, the school play, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you think about it, anything Vinton County kids do, Vinton County adults come out and watch and support, and that's what makes it a great community, and it's been an honor for me, and hopefully, Lord willing, you know, we'll do it some more, but, you know, but I've enjoyed every step of the way.
Well, Matt, it's been a pleasure having you. We appreciate you come up after every game, and again, it's been Vinton County's fate here when we get this far, that usually a team that beats us wins the state championship, it seems like. So, and I think a Seymour team has that a possibility.
Well, yeah, there's going to be a lot of good teams, but I was impressed by how disciplined this team was and how well they executed and how well coached they were. And, you know, they were not a team that just came in here and said, hey, we're just going to press you full court and run up and down and play. I mean, they executed. They did it right. And you take athletes and execute that way, they're going to be hard to beat for whoever gets them.
I thought here it's the best team I've seen, along with the Chillicothe team that I've seen, basically, since
yeah,
I've been coming here.
Yeah, in terms of the most athletic, for sure, you know, they would be comparable to that. And, of course, you know, it's hard to argue last year with John Glenn. But when when you start talking about athletes, man, these guys, I mean, even when they brought their subs in,
well, you bring sub 6'6", 6'5", 6'6", I mean, you'd like to have that problem coming off the bench, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, anyway, Matt, we wish you the best, and I know you need some time off there, so spend some time with your wife and your two boys, and we've appreciated everything you've done here for Vinton County, and speaking on behalf of the Viking Nation, so to speak, you've made the Viking Nation, so you're kind of like our president.
I would,
not our current president, maybe, but how do you feel about him? But you're our president in Vinton County.
You guys are probably in trouble then, but I appreciate it, and thank you guys for all you do, too.
Thank you.
All right, Matt. Guys. Thanks, man.
That was no reflection on our current president.
No.
I'm not making any sort of political comments. So.
Well, and you and I have talked about this before, and this is always the hardest part. You know, when you get to this point in the season and you lose, you're done. You're going home. So for the final time, these six seniors that the Vikings have are going to get on the bus, and when they get home, there's no more practice. There's no more getting ready for another game. It's over.
A couple of these guys are playing in all-star games, Bartow and Jones, I know.
Right.
I think Bartow might be in the North-South game. And he's going to play somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm again amazed that more schools have not been on him. And I think that's been a problem with Southeast Ohio kids. They don't get recruited maybe the way they should.
Right.
But if there's one that should, it's that guy right there, and along
yeah,
with Derek.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, Bobby, we've done it again. We've managed to get through 22 basketball games, and unfortunately we wanted to go to 24, but we're only going to get through 22 tonight. So for the final time for this year, again, thank you to everyone that's taken the time to listen to us. Thank you for everyone that's taken the time to spend some time with Bob and Penny and I. So for Penny Grillo, Bob Grillo, Jeff Thacker, saying good afternoon and God bless.
And that concludes another installment of your Vinton County High School basketball. Coverage of Viking basketball is brought to you by Call Auto Sales, McDonald's of MacArthur, Gas and Duff, Virgil E. Hamilton White Insurance, Ramey's Homes and Automotive Group, General Mills Totino's, Belicio Foods, and Booth Insurance and Real Estate Agency. Coverage is also brought to you by Family Dental Center of Jackson, Dr. Browers and Crabtree, Vinton County Health Department, Vinton County National Bank, R.M. Williams Funeral Service, Monroe Collision, Cable Channel 15, Mullins Pizza, Tokyo Steakhouse, and Shriver Pharmacy. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to listen in next time for more Vinton County Viking Hoops.